Let's see if I can share. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just have a few new ones today. This one was logged by Dennis Bridges about encumbrance, and he put in here not for release, but I'm going to ask what priority it is. Morning. Since Dennis is a PO, see, I don't know if that tagged him. I'm running on slow-mo of everyone, so forgive me. All right, well, okay. So I see some new faces. So this is our support dashboard page, and I'm just going to throw it in the chat. And we just kind of make sure that anything that ha comes in with a bug or a support label or comes in as a creation of SUP for support lands in our purview, and then we kind of make sure that everything has a release and everything has a priority. So you can see like all the P2s here have a sunflower. Oh, this is a service patch 3 release, and then scheduled for Trillium. So we don't need to check in on those. All right, so we have all our P3s, and then we have these couple that do not have release targets. And you'll see, okay, we've had some conversations about this. All right, so I'm just gonna check in with Anne. And then with this one, staff slip name does not populate in due date receipt. It looks like Robert and Steph are having some examples. Stephanie thumbs up this. So Steph is the PO. I'm just gonna tag her. For those of you on the call, like, do you think that this should have a higher priority? It's a name not appearing on the checkout due date receipt. It's listed as a P3. I feel like the checkout still happens. It's normally the person in front of you or at the machine, right? Is a P3 reasonable?
I mean, it's not a P1, you know what I mean?
No,
So
yeah.
like it's also probably not a P4 necessarily, although I don't know how, I guess I don't know how big of a deal this is.
Yeah.
Sorry, I clicked on the wrong one, so now I'm not even looking at the right thing on my screen. Are you in P2s, Anya? I'm sorry, I was a minute late.
I'm in P3s,
Threes.
so that's why I was like, is it should it be a P2 or are we fine with a P3? I can argue it both ways, so that's why I'm throwing it out there.
Staff slip name. I don't think it needs to be higher than a P3 at this point, unless somebody comes back and is really like, this is a problem for XYZ reason. Like, I don't know. I
Okay.
think a P3 seems fine.
Yeah. Thank you for that. All right. And we marked already on that one. So umbrella leaf seems to be pretty far away. Okay. So this is reported by Chicago. So, I
Oh,
see, yeah, like this is for.
this.
Just got pushed to Umbrella Leaf.
Oh, this is actually a potentially a problem.
Yeah.
Like not being able to overlay records is a big deal.
Yeah, and it's in a certain circumstance. Yeah. Okay, at Ryan, it seems to be, let's say, okay, Okay, so the potential workaround is duplicate the mark file before importing. And use the mark edit tool.
That's weird. Sorry, this is Autumn.
Yeah.
The workaround would be to deduplicate the file in MarkEdit. It's weird that it's expressed that way. But yeah, I would agree. This seems, especially if you're an institution that loads e-resource records and you get those files from a vendor, Lord knows what's in them,
Right. I know that we highly recommend that light, or at least EBSCO libraries and the implementation team highly recommend not to do it, but that doesn't mean that doesn't happen and that people, you can do it. We normally recommend not to do it because you can't delete those types of records out of fully. You can just staff suppress them right now. Soon we'll be able to delete, and that's nice to be able to say.
And you recommend they don't import any vendor records or something
Any
similar?
electronic records
Oh, gotcha.
that
Yes.
aren't owned, yeah, so that you don't have those big files coming in and out of
Yep.
Folio so much, yeah.
Yeah, that's why we made a separate like EBSCO catalog for e-resources and things like that. They don't even go in.
Exactly. Yeah, so it still shows up in Discovery. It's just not until you own it. The other tricky part is that sometimes you don't know exactly what you own when you're migrating. So it's just in your catalog. Okay, so this Aaron's one has been here for a while. It still does not have something on it. I'll just copy this. And then preview of staff slip name always displays as transit. Okay. Okay, so Valeris is going to take it, so that matches. I agree that it should be a P4. My reasoning is that it's for the preview of the slip that you've clicked on and hit preview. Like I feel like it's okay to
Yeah, I guess in reality, when it prints out, it doesn't say in transit, right? It says what it's supposed
whatever
to
the
say.
actual, yeah.
Yeah, that's less of a problem, I feel like.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that is our list. We kept this in the TBD because, Dennis is saying not for release. So I just don't know what priority it would be for those of you that weren't here all at the very beginning. So I tagged Dennis. Right, Jared, you're new. Welcome to the support SIG. Normally it's about this long, and we're running away at this point. So we try to keep the meetings as short as possible because it's every Monday. And we review these pages, and just like what we did, we just kind of went through everything, made sure that they had a release target. We know that the release targets will change, and so we can keep an eye on that as well, and assign a priority to it. So a P1 is like everything needs to stop and work on this, basically, because this is stopping work from happening and affecting patrons and or money. So those are our two criteria points. Like, you can't do fiscal year rollover in June. That needs to be a P1, right? So just those types of things. We can't check out items. Those are issues that normally tend to be a P1. P2s are issues that are pretty painful, but can wait just a little bit longer for either a release or a service patch release. P3s are nice to haves, right? Like, we want them to be done, but we're willing to wait for them. They're right on the cusp of being like an enhancement slash bug, right? The system still works. It's just not working in the way that we really want it to work, not in an intuitive manner. A P4 is something that, it falls outside of even a P3. Like, oh, you can do this, you just don't like the way it's being done, or it's an enhancement request, or it is so far down on the priorities list, but we still want to keep track of it, and it's not really impacting folks for work. Those are my like normal people definitions of what the P scale is. For that, any new issue that is created, there's it should be, when you hit create on this, it should give you, or obviously I made one for Z39.50, but there are spaces here, and so support is one of them. Most people can put a bug or enhancement here. And if they also tag in the labels support, somewhere down labels, support or sup or something like that, that also appears on this list. And that's how we're populated. So there are things that come to just the developer teams that might say support. On the Slack channel, there is a Folio support channel for devs, and then there's the support Folio support SIG for us. So, and there's a different page as well. So that's where we're at. Do you have any questions thus far?
No, not so far. Thank you for the explainer. I'm very new to the Folio community and its governance, so
Yeah.
that's helpful to understand. And I think following the SIG might be a helpful way for me to understand where things get sent, where how the areas of responsibility are divided.
Right, and the priorities, and who all's working on what. So we normally meet on Mondays, either myself or Deborah or Jale, or sometimes Allison will run the meeting. So it just all depends. I try to post on the Slack SIG channel, whether or not we're meeting or not. Sometimes there's no change in the list, or there's like one thing that we need to do, and I just go ahead and do it on Sunday night. Autumn, do you have a question?
Yes, sorry. Okay. But I'm not sure if it's stuff that everyone needs to stick around for. I was just going to coordinate with y'all on possibly popping into a PC meeting if you have, we're inviting all the SIGs to share their top priorities, and generally those are like Jira tickets, and we don't, this group doesn't work the same way, but I don't want you to miss out on a convo with PC if you think it would be helpful.
Yeah. The problem with the PC, right, is that it starts at 6:30 a.m. for both Alyssa and I, and it's just not,
It's early.
it's too early for us to be there. So I'm happy to like write up something or those types of things. It's just kind of untentative to attend that meet. Like even this one, it's 7 o'clock for me and Alyssa. So but it's
So,
okay. But we do want to be represented at PC and just kind of know what's no, have for everybody else to know what's happening with the support SIG as well.
okay, why don't I touch base with you guys on Slack and we can make a plan
Okay.
that will not require you to talk about folio at 6:30 a.m.
I appreciate that. I know Deborah sometimes goes, Deborah Howell, so I don't know if she's still a regular attendee at the PC meeting, but she could also represent the support SIG if need be.
Okay. All right, cool. I'll be in touch.
Okay. Jared, did you have any other questions, concerns?
No other questions at this time. I'll dig into the SIG documentation and see if anything doesn't make sense.
Okay, feel free to tag any of us on the channel and we'll answer any questions. Robert, just as an FYI, had their baby this weekend, so he will be out. Her name is Melody, and she was 7 pounds, 7 ounces, so very cute. I'll try to dig up a po picture that they sent and put it on our channel. I'm sure people would want to know. Okay. Thank you all.